代
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティエが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語を要言語で毎月トピックを書いて情報をお伝えします。今日の担当はアメリカ出身のウィルと
ケニア出身のタカと
コスタリカ出身のリチャードです。
今月のテーマは仙台で音楽を楽しもうです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Will and I'm from the States.
My name is Taka and I'm from Kenya.
My name is Richard and I'm from Costa Rica.
Our topic today is enjoying music in Sendai. It's the start of October. What comes to mind when you hear Sendai? Zunda Mochi, the Tanabata Festival, or maybe the famous Sengoku military commander, Date Masamune? Maybe you've heard, but the city of Sendai is well known for hosting many music-related events. Today, we'll be talking about how we listen to music and Sendai's music event. So getting right to it, what do you guys think when you hear Sendai? Richard?
That's a good question. I think in Sendai, we have many activities related to music, but the one that comes to my mind is the Michinoku Yosakoi Matsuri, celebrated in October, I think.
Ooh, coming right up.
It's a very interesting activity where you can see many types of dances from people all over. I don't know if it's Japan or just Tohoku, but the time I went there, I heard that many people from different places from Tohoku came to the event.
Really?
Yeah. So you get the chance to see different dances and also the culture from these places.
When I hear Sendai, I think of jazz festival. It's a chance for people to just congregate and listen to music, just appreciate music. Jazz festival in itself is just love the ambience, appreciate the people with the instruments, and you know, just be in your own world. But
yeah, do you listen to jazz by chance?
Maybe. I love jazz, but I'm just a beginner. And I, you know, like slowly by slowly, I'll start just compiling my list of music and also musicians and performers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you, Richard?
I enjoy too. I'm not an expert, but I like it. I like to play some jazz music when I'm studying. Mm-hmm. I think it helps to concentrate and also like do your things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a nice, like, background music.
It definitely is.
Do you play, by chance, any instrument related to jazz?
I used to play the piano, but that was about 10 years ago, so not really.
I think jazz is based more on which instrument first.
Oh, a bunch of wind instruments, right? Brass?
Probably some saxo or something.
Definitely sax.
Oh, yeah.
I have a... I teach Spanish, and one of my students is a Japanese, Oji-chan. He's like 71, and he's now learning to play the saxophone.
Ooh.
And he always talks about it, and it seems like very hard to do it.
But, yeah, there's definitely so many knobs and buttons and things on it, it seems. Yeah.
Well, that is cool.
Do you guys play any instruments?
No, I don't.
No?
But
no,
I wish I could. That's one of my goals. At some point of my life, I guess.
Which instrument would you like?
Maybe I would like to try the piano. Who knows?
I hear piano is among the hardest instruments
probably,
to learn.
Yeah.
Drum is a bit easier.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think drum must be really hard.
Like I think so, too.
The tempo is very, very difficult.
I love the drummers because they determine how the song goes. I think when you're having a concert, when all of the audience are focusing on the, you know, the lead, I usually pay attention to the guy, the back, who's the one who starts the whole piece, because he or she just determines how it's going to start and end.
I see.
That's why I love the drum, because just it controls everything.
So earlier you said you liked piano. So, do you like piano-based music, Richard?
I think I do. But the genre that I like the most right now is probably J-pop.
J-pop?
Yeah. I think because you can see many different instruments being used in this kind of...
That's true, yeah.
Like, I think Japanese are very, like, into experimenting with some different mm-hmm. instruments, so you get the chance to see or hear very interesting sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very much true. I know one of my favorite bands, Wagaki Band. It's a good mix of old traditional instruments and modern instruments together.
That is so cool. But I, on the other hand, love the traditional Japanese music. For me, it gives me the 70 vibes, you know.
When 70s.
I just feel like it's an old vibe. Nothing complicated. Not in modern world. It's music you can listen to when you're in the farm. Yeah. But then I'm bringing it to my house right now. Yes, it's modern house and everything, but it's soothing and calming, and it just doesn't have a lot of fillers. Mm-hmm. I just love those kinds of music. When it goes to the traditional old music, first of all, the Japanese who are performing those songs, they don't have a lot of instruments that help, you know, cover their voices. So it's original voice, original sounds, original rhythm, and the fact that somehow Japanese music has managed to just stick to its culture and have less international influence, for me that's very refreshing. It's really, really refreshing. And I don't know whether I learn about culture through that, but what I can tell you is whenever I listen to such songs, it just changes my moods. Like, I feel more relaxed. It's almost like I'm meditating when I'm doing something. And, you know, like I previously said, I don't need to look at the screen to see what's happening. I'm just enjoying the music. I don't need to know what they are saying. But in a way, they do convey feelings and emotions of... I can give an example. There are some songs which just give a feeling of resilience. You know, life is hard for sure, but through this music, you know, it's just, let's keep on going, and it's not the hyper, yay! No. We got this, we got this. Yeah, things are bad, but let's just carry on. And that's why I love the traditional music.
I mean, I guess it's also because Japanese are, like, in daily basis, are very reserved. Like, you don't hear them, like, talking too much or expressing too much their ideas, because of that's how the culture is, right? Like, it's better to
but
be...
But such a contrast, because what they sing is so deep.
I think is that that's what I want to say. I think they take this stage to convey all the things that they really want to express. Like, sometimes maybe they cannot do it on daily life. So that's why I think Japanese art in general is very expressive, like, very well think. They use everything they can use, and they express too many things.
That's so true.
So
I've never thought about it
I think it's like a way for many people to, like, escape a bit from reality.
But at the same time, as a person, I relate to them more.
Sure.
Because they have this sense of profoundness, this deepness, and they're talking about something. But this, we can talk about the same things, but the way they explain it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's very poetic.
Yes, you've just taken words out of my mouth and you've explained it the way I would have said, and I understand you. And like I said, sometimes I don't even know what they're saying, but I'm like, yes, I'm with you there. Like, yes, this is really fun.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Explained it the way I would have said, and I understand you. And like I said, sometimes I don't even know what they're saying, but I'm like, yes, I'm with you there. Like, yes, this is really fun.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So it seems you guys really do like music, but how do you guys listen to it? Start with Richard.
All right. Usually I just stream it or just listen through some application or something. Mm-hmm. In the past, I used to hear more music using radio because I didn't have internet on my phone.
Back in those days.
Yeah, so that's how I used to kill time when I was, like, riding the bus or something. But now, of course, it's easier to get access to music. But I think I also enjoy going to concerts. So, yeah, I have been to a few already here in Japan. It's, to get the ticket is a whole odyssey, a whole journey. But, I went to a few here in Sendai. Mm-hmm. Sekisui Haimu Arena. I went to see Yonezu Kenji. That was a great experience, I think. I would recommend to anyone. Also because it's really organized. Going to a concert is super easy. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was in my country, that would take so long. Like, first, you cannot bring your stuff to the hall. Like, mm-hmm. But here in Japan, you just bring your backpack,
really?
You show, and you can get in. You can get whatever you want, and they won't complain. Even food, they don't say too much about this. Mm-hmm. Then going inside, outside is very easy. Like, they will guide you, and they will handle the situation to them to make it, like, easier for you to mm-hmm. to commute. But, in other countries, it's crazy. Like, you finish the concert, and then you have to wait, like, 2 hours to go back home or something.
Really?
Why?
Wow.
Because there's too much people, or maybe the place they selected is not the best. So transportation is always a big deal, but here it's really convenient, I think.
That's quite interesting, because Kenya is very different.
How so?
About concerts, I would love to go to concerts, but you know, the process of going to concerts in Japan is very hectic for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just need to do more, or I need to go out of my way just to see my favorite artist. Whereas in Kenya, it was more of, you know, it's free for all, but it's chaotic and disorganized, like you said.
Yes.
But I didn't have to, you know, join a fan club or, I don't know, lottery system. Somebody please help me understand what this lottery system is, please. Either way, that being said, I would love to attend a concert here. For Kenya, I have a whole different ballgame altogether, but for Japan, it's very, very different. For Japan, I feel like you really have to be online. You really have to know what's going on. And unfortunately, for some of us who are busy with our hectic world, sometimes I just don't have time to, maybe it's an excuse, but sometimes I just don't have time to be, so who's doing this or who's doing that, when, especially when my calendar is full. And some weekends I just want to sleep at home, so I'd rather just be on bed and I'm listening to jazz. But yeah, for concerts, please share.
I think I won't give any recommendation for concerts, but since you like karaoke, I think you should sing Awajo Koi Uta. It's like a song of Sendai.
Is it like a national anthem?
Oh.
It's a song about Sendai City. And the video is really nice. You get some scenes of Sendai.
So, oh, really?
It's a nice song, I think.
That's on my to-do list now.
I recommend, like, if you play it, your friends will be surprised, because they will see the scenes. Oh, this is Sendai. So it's a good choice for karaoke, I think.
Thank you. That's on my to-do list. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia is currently providing a grant for projects by community organizations that are promoting international exchange, international cooperation, cross-cultural understanding, or multiculturalism. The fourth application phase for the 2025 grant runs from November 1st until November 28th. To be eligible for the grant, you must be a non-profit organization that is mainly active within Sendai City, and over half of your membership must either live, work, or study in Sendai. The grant is also limited to projects that will be run during the period from January 2026 to March 2026. The maximum amount available through the grant is 100,000 yen. Please note the maximum amount available will differ based on the scale and the running cost of the event. Those considering applying, please contact us through email at kokusaika@sentia-sendai.jp or give us a call at 022-268-6260. Further details can be found on Sentia's website. Please check it out. We look forward to receiving your application. That's it for our program this month. See you again soon.
Bye-bye.